Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Janine.
Hi, Janine. What can I do for you today?
I guess I'm ready to sign up. You apparently are in my neighborhood, so.
Okay, I can definitely help out with that. What is your service address, please?
It's 86 Abiel Street. That's A-B-E-E-L.
Yes.
Number 2 is my unit in Kingston, 12401.
Okay. It does show that the in-service date would be on February 15th, just so that you're aware. What we can do is we can sign you up now, and then when the 15th of February comes around, we give you a call to get you scheduled. How does that sound?
So if I'm not, what I want to know is can I just sign the contract in, or do I have to shell out money? Because
nope, we also don't do any contracts.
Oh, well, whatever. I mean, or sign something. But I mean, I know this expires on the, I wanted to like lock this in, but yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. We can definitely do that. No, you don't have to prepay or anything because your billing cycle does not start until the day of install.
And you said it's not in my area till February 15th, but then we would have to make an appointment, and then that, so that could probably push it out, right? Or is that how it works? Or would we make an appointment today?
No, we would not be making an appointment today. We would get you into the system, and then once February 15th comes around, we would be reaching out to you to say, hey, we're able to schedule your install appointment, and all we would have to do is schedule instead of going through the whole sign-up process.
Okay. I have one other question before we do this. I mean, I'm obviously it's the price on the mailer, but do you guys by any chance have anything that's lower priced or like low income or anything like that?
No, unfortunately. I mean, we do have a 500 megabytes per second plan that we don't really advertise very often because it's much slower. It's half the speed of the 1 gig. That one is $69.99.
Oh, well, anyway, no, I don't want super slow, but I mean, the thing I'm looking at right now, I guess the promo thing I have is $69.99, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what it's. Yeah, that's what the auto pay and paperless billing if you sign up with a checking account.
Right. And my other question is, well, I guess I'm asking a lot of questions, but, and then after it says 2-year price guarantee, and then obviously it goes up, but are you probably going to say you don't know what it will go up to because that's 2 years from now or something? Or?
It is 2 years from now, but as of right now, our regular price without the promotion is $79.99 for the 1 gig.
Mm. Well, I guess I'll
worry. So it's a $10 difference.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely better what I'm paying for Spectrum, who keeps randomly increasing, you know. So anyway,
very
yeah,
true.
Okay.
Very,
I mean,
very
we've
true.
Been, I don't know if you're local, but we've been stuck with Spectrum forever, and it's just.
Oh, I know. And we are all local. Our headquarters are in Kingston.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, wow. So, yeah, I thought maybe, but I wasn't sure. But, yeah, it's just, you know, and they're a monopoly, and they keep adding these fees on my bill all the time, you
know,
like, without telling me. Yeah.
And it's insane because, really, like, honestly, they should be providing, you know, ample notification with regards to
all of a sudden I look, it's like, you know, I see the monthly thing went up by $10. It's happened a few times in the last few years, but yeah, so anyway, yeah, so excuse me, I have a cold. Yeah, I'll
no, you're fine.
What we need to do now.
Okay, absolutely. And my next question is, how large would you say your home is in square footage?
Ooh. Oh my god.
One of the best and easiest ways is to look up Zillow.
What?
If you go to Zillow and you type, yeah, can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I should go to Zillow?
Yeah.
I say no, because my apartment is, or my, well, yeah, okay, I could do that. I feel, you know, it's weird. I mean, it's a 2-bedroom apartment, but the size wise, I can't, like, it seems sort of large, but it's, maybe it's not really large. I don't know, but all right. Wait a whole second. Where's my stupid?
Yeah, because Zillow would show you at least if you find like the rental one, it should show you the square footage for it. I use it for a lot of the different like homes. Like I've looked up homes to purchase, and then for my own home, anytime I forget how much square footage I have, I just go right back to my
Yeah,
house
I
and
think,
find out.
come on. This is really fun. What was I gonna say? I think it's like at least 1,000 square feet, but well, come on. Oh, well, I guess I should just put my address in. So, I know the building was sold not that long. I should know. Oh my God. Okay, let me see. Come on. Oops. I'm having problems with my keyboard.
No worries. I tend to have what I like to call fat finger syndrome, so I always
Oh.
mistype
Yeah,
everything.
no, this is literally my keyboard's screwed on my laptop, so I have a plug-in keyboard, and then that's not interfacing. Anyway, okay, here we go. Let me, I don't know if they're gonna say. Right, let's go. All right, go. Where's my house? Wow. Why can't it do it? Why can't it find me? Ugh.
I mean, it's fine. What would you say it is, if
I mean,
anything?
I can like do it while we're talking, but like it's
Yeah.
just I don't know why, but it's and
Well,
then like the
the only reason that I ask is because depending on how large your home is, there may be a time where you might need an extender. Now, we provide the first extender at no additional cost. It's literally included in your price. And then if you were to need like a second extender, then that one would be $8 per month per extender.
Feeling we won't because we've what is going on? We haven't needed one so far, so you know, and I have two people here. Oh my God, it's loading. Yeah, I don't know if it's my computer or the in I feel like my service has gotten really slow, like in the last year, intermittently. Like I don't know what that's about,
I've
but
actually heard that complaint a lot when
yeah,
it
I've
comes to
asked
them.
some of my neighbors and my roommate and it's I don't know, you know, if it means there's too many people around here on it or what it means, but I like to blame it on Spectrum.
I think a lot of
All
people do.
right.
Well, that's okay.
Okay, yeah,
Were you
keep
looking
going.
for voice service by chance?
Voice service?
Yeah, voice service, as in like home phone service.
Oh, no,
Okay.
I don't have one of
Cell
those.
phones are perfect. And then you do rent the property, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a renter.
Do you happen to have the property owner's name or the property manager's name and phone number?
You need their phone number?
We do, because we have to get permission to do the work on the premises.
Are you gonna call them right now? Or are you gonna call them like later?
No, later.
Okay. Sure. Her name is Florence Banique. Like Florence, BANNICQ.
BANNICQ.
Yeah, let me see what her number is. That's crazy. Uh-oh. Well, I wonder if I can go into my contacts while I'm on the call with
Yeah,
you
you
guys.
should be able to.
Well, I don't want to get hung up. Oh my God. Yeah, hold on
Well,
a second.
worst
Here we
case,
go.
I
Okay.
mean.
No, I see it. I think I find out. Okay. I don't do all this that much. Okay. So it's 845-681-3166.
Okay, perfect.
I have to stick with Spectrum till February.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I
I
know the
just.
trouble that that is, you know, like you don't want to be with a company, but then you still have to stick it out until, yeah. Do you know how the current utility wires are feeding the apartments? Is the power underground or through the air?
I think it's I think it's through the air. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's through the air. Yeah, I mean, we have all these wires out front that are attached to the building. Yeah.
Okay. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No, it's the same.
Okay. All right. And your name, please. How do I spell it?
It's D-E-N-E-A-N-E.
D-E-N-E-A-N-E?
Yes.
Okay. Last name, please.
It's Niebergall, Niebergall.
Perfect. And what is the best email address for you? This will also be your username for the account portal online.
So it's Deneen3, the same spelling, Deneane3 at Gmail.
Okay. And the primary phone number you'd like on the account?
My number, which is 415-516-0016.
Perfect. Is there a secondary number you'd like on the account?
Nope.
How did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have phone, email, text.
It's just for installation stuff?
Well, it's for any notifications regarding your account.
Because I generally like email, but if it's, I can sometimes, you know, whatever, I guess email, I would say. I don't want to be texted all the time, but yeah. I mean, if it was about installation, I wouldn't mind a call, but it's okay. Email
okay.
is good.
Yeah, and I'll just for the email, I would definitely suggest if you don't want any marketing emails to just click the unsubscribe at the bottom of a marketing email. All the other account specific will still arrive to your inbox. Okay.
Okay, I can hit unsubscribe and it will be okay. All right.
Yes. All right. And then for the auto pay and paperless billing, you don't have to do it right now, but it's always best to get it out of the way if you want to. Did you want to do that now or did you want to do it online?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I might actually, I might change banks before then.
Yeah, that's fine. So I can just go ahead and press no and sign you up for the paperless billing. But as long as you sign up for the auto pay before, before the installation date, then you should be set because on the date of install, since that is your first day of your billing cycle, that mm-hmm. will typically be the day that it automatically takes out.
Right. So because this is good because it will light a fire into my ass to get this. I just been saying for so long I'm changing, but it's such a pain in the ass when I haven't done it.
It really is. I know.
But I really
I've been there.
Yeah. I need to leave Wells Fargo because.
Oh, yeah.
There's only one Wells Fargo in all of Ulster County, so.
Oh, that's harsh.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so, okay, so.
If I might make a suggestion, I know they're not, like, national or anything, but mm-hmm. I do know that the Hudson Valley Credit Union is really good.
You know, I was looking into credit unions. I was thinking there's two, and I'm trying, you know, there's the Hudson Valley, and then there's the Mid-Hudson Valley, right? You know, there's two.
I've heard mixed about the Mid-Hudson, but I've always heard positives about the Hudson, so.
Mid-Hudson, you heard mixed, but, because there's one that seems to have a lot, and, like, there's one, like, a lot of bank branches that are easy to get to and stuff like that, but,
mm-hmm.
so Mid-Hudson's, but the regular Hudson Valley is good.
Yes, very. I used to have them.
Okay, Hudson Valley is good, Mid-Hudson mix. Okay, that's good to know because I'm always like, oh, whatever, they're probably both. Yeah,
yeah.
I was curious, but at the same time, I didn't feel like investigating. Okay, thanks for that.
Yeah,
I'm
of
actually
course.
Noticing, I don't know, it says our whole building because I could tell it's talking about all three flats. It says it's like 4,000 square feet, so... Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking. So maybe it's like, you know, 1,300 square feet or something.
Yeah, it's very possible.
1,500. So yeah, but anyway, I don't know if that's big enough to need a second one, but I think I would still probably wait and see.
You would probably just need the one that gets included.
But, you know, it's not like I have a gigantic house with all kinds of...
No, of course.
Know.
That's understandable. But
yeah,
with 1,300, anywhere between 11 and 2,500, you would definitely need like one to two.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, like I said, we've had this
But
one
with it
move-in
being on the
couple
lower
before.
end, one would be sufficient.
Yeah, I mean, I and then the I mean, it's guessing we're dividing them all by three, but my start. Yeah, I think we're around 1500. So, but yeah, like you said, we're on the lower end. We're not even pushing close to 2000. So,
Yeah, exactly.
okay.
Is there any information about the property that our installers should be aware of, such as like buried lines, gas lines, sewage, water?
Have to say, I don't really know about that stuff because I'm just a renter. I bet the I would I don't even know if the landlords know. They're pretty, like, I don't know what to say about them, but I don't know. Let me just say, I've lived here 10 years and I've never heard of anything like that.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
All right. And then, did you have any questions or comments for our technicians by chance?
No.
Okay, perfect. So I've gone ahead and I've placed that order for you. So you are now officially in the system. Just
Okay.
be aware that you should be receiving two emails, one of which is the confirmation of your order. So confirmation that you signed up. And then the other one should be the invitation for you to log into the online portal.
Okay, to log into portal.
So the
Okay.
archshopfiber.com account, you definitely want to click on that link within 24 hours because after 24 hours that link does expire and then we would have to reset your password or you could go to the forgot password section.
Okay, so when I get in there, it gives me a chance to make a password. Is that what happens?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Okay, and then so then I do that, blah blah blah, make my password and I'm in, and then I just basically wait to hear from you guys like in
Yep.
February or something.
And then also, you can also always update your auto pay settings on the website as well.
Right.
Yep,
Yeah,
you'll be able
yeah.
to see your billing statements. You'll be able to upgrade if you decide to upgrade. You would have the option of submitting a trouble ticket, as we call them. What those are is if you're having an issue with the internet, you would be able to submit a ticket so that we would reach out to you and take a look into what's going on. And there's a few different things that are very handy with that website.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, I also like the fact that you guys aren't some behemoth thing. I don't
Yeah,
know.
we're
Do you know
actually
what I
pretty
mean?
focused on the community.
I feel like Spectrum, it's, you know what I mean? You're just like, oh God, what kind of a gigantic, crazy thing am I
Yeah.
engaging with when I'm trying to call these people or whatever?
Yeah, no, we're all pretty local.
Yeah, no, that's
We are
great.
Expanding, so we've got
Yeah,
like
no, I mean, I know
Rhinebeck
I've
and
been waiting for you for a while. So, and you said February 15th is
is the
the
expected
date.
in-service date. So
Okay.
you could expect us
I'll,
to
yeah.
give you a call on or around the 15th
Yeah.
to get you
I mean,
scheduled.
yeah, okay. That's good. At least I have this and I signed up for this price and I'll just, yeah, look, I'll keep, you know, February 14th in the back of my mind and I'll look for the emails and I'll go log in and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I guess, is that it then?
Yeah, you're all set. You're all set to go.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for your help.
Oh, of course, anytime. And if there's any other questions or you feel the need to reach out, please don't hesitate to reach out. We are more than happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, who knows? I might do that.
All right,
All right,
well,
thank you. Have a good weekend.
you're so very welcome. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend and a great holiday season.
Oh, you too. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye
Yeah,
bye.
bye-bye.